And David, who did you bring with you?
Glenn Williamson.
Glenn, you want to introduce yourself?
Glenn,
whoops. Let me get your mics up. Now do the introduction again. Now they can hear you.
Hi, this is Glenn Williamson here. Glad to be here.
And Dave Anderson, you want to say hello again now that they can hear you?
Oh, hello again.
Now, that's better, yes. So you're here today to talk about a couple different things with Walking the Dog Theater. You've got several different things going on. Most notably, you have a production this weekend.
This weekend, yeah. We're actually up running The Gospel of John, which we've been doing for the last 5 years. And that will play at Copec in Camp Hill Copec on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And there's still tickets available for that, as far as I know.
And Sunday's Palm Sunday, I guess. Is that a time for that reason?
A good time for doing it. Yeah, that's right. And then on Monday we're in Rhinebeck, but that show is sold out apparently at the Performing Arts Center. And then we're going on tour, a little mini tour.
And before you tell us about the tour, tell us about the show Sunday. I don't know much about that production, so.
The Gospel of John is pretty much as written. It's a new translation of the Gospel of John by the evangelist. It's an edited version that we've adapted with. We actually bought the rights to it from a company in England who did this production. And it was so interesting and stylized, three actors, two chairs and a table, and so inventive in its direction that we were really intrigued by it. And we actually bought the rights and brought one of the performers over to direct us, and basically the same production. And we mounted that, and it was quite successful, and it's been successful for about 5 years, and we just keep bringing it back every season. And it actually was Glenn's sort of brainchild, if you want to say anything.
Yeah, this company in England had toured it around England for about 5 years, and I was trying to get them to come over and tour here in North America, and they weren't able to, so I finally said, well, come over here and teach it to three of us, and we'll do it. So that's what happened. We've been touring it for the last, this is the fifth season we've been performing it.
And so what is your role in the production?
Well, I like to say that David plays Jesus and Laurie plays all the women and I play everybody else. That's a bit of an exaggeration because Laurie also plays some of the men, Pharisees and disciples, but I get to play lots of wonderful roles. John the Baptist, Lazarus, Pilate, the blind man. We also kind of joke that it's David heals Glenn and then David heals Glenn and then David heals Glenn again. So I get to be the blind man, the disabled man, and Lazarus raised from the dead, and Pharisees and disciples and lots of other characters. It's really fun.
I mean, despite its obvious religious relationship, we performed in all sorts of venues, and it's spoken as a theater piece, which has been very exciting. And that's why I think it continues as well.
Yeah, religious or not, I think many people know the story or know the stories involved, I guess. Is it telling a particular story or just...
Essentially, the 3 years of Jesus, the last 3 years into the crucifixion and then beyond the resurrection.
One critic said, whatever your belief or lack of it, this is an extraordinary evening of theater.
That was really encouraging as well.
We love that. So we like to think, you know, people are free to have their own relationship to it. So, of course, it means a lot to people who are religious. And one of the great things about it is it's been a way to bring communities together. We've performed in churches where there have been 10 different denominations, Lutherans, Catholics, evangelicals, just everybody
Buddhists.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just the gospel. We're not putting any particular interpretation on it. Just an artistic, really beautiful staging.
So this is not a Mel Gibson production?
No, it's not.
It's a far cry from Mel Gibson.
I think our theatrical technique is much simpler than his film.
Perhaps Settler as well, I don't know. Yeah.
Is it intimidating to play these? I mean, besides like the Greek classics, there's no characters that have been in the culture for 2,000 years. Is it intimidating to play Jesus?
Oh, yeah, every season. And these guys know it's really challenging of all the roles. I don't remember it until I get back into it, as soon as I start working on it, because all sorts of stuff, you know, just speaking these words and trying to inhabit this character is... It takes something different than it takes for other characters when I've performed. Yeah. It's absolutely challenging. In fact, sometimes I think I don't know if I can do another year. It becomes so intense.
Yeah.
But it's therefore also hopefully we learn something. I mean, it's amazing to see how it's grown. We just actually come from performing it, and how it's grown. Every year we come back to it. That's the great thing about doing a piece over many years, is that you come back to it, there's something more there. Not only are you older and hopefully deeper in your craft, but there's also something else comes to meet it. So there's more substance in the piece.
And likewise is playing Pilate, is that like really, I mean, he's one of the great evil characters of history.
Well, I mean, he's a wonderful character to play because in a way he's not particularly evil. He's doing everything he can to try to save this guy, and he's kind of trapped in this horrible situation. He's a really fascinating, deep character to play.
And so again, that's Sunday night at
7 p.m.
at Copaic,
Camp Hill Copaic, yeah.
And
what are the road is that on? Chrysler Road or something out there in Copaic? You can probably Google that.
Why don't you give a number or a website to look at for more information?
It might be on Walking the Dog's website, wtdtheater.org, and theater also, spelled E-R.
And it's also on anthropostheater.com.
All right, and that's Sunday night, and you said the Rheinbeck show on the next night is sold out. There's no, and that's the only chance to see this.
Mechanicville. There's Tuesday
evening in Mechanicville at the,
which is what, an hour drive,
something like that. Yeah.
And then we go to Florida.
Goodness. Right.
Maundy Thursday in Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah. Ah, college town. I grew up in Tampa, so I know know my Gainesville.
Yeah, you know better than we do.
Yeah, we're flying in and out of Tampa.
Ah, well.
We'll say hi.
Sorry for you.
Oh, can you say that on the air?
They can't hear
we're
me.
We're not in Florida.
What else is coming up the rest of the season?
We've got a lovely season lined up. We'll do the season. Well, we just opened couple weeks ago. Glenn did his one man show of Kurt Vonnegut pieces, two Kurt Vonnegut stories that Glenn really tells and performs, and that closed a couple weeks ago. That was our season opener. And then now in July we'll have Eurydice, a new, fairly new play by Sarah Rule, the sort of Orpheus legend, sort of with a twist, modernized, at least modern language. Beautiful. We'll have original music by Jonathan Talbot, some music people will know about.
Yes, he's a member of Mother Fletcher, a local band.
That's right. And a fantastic composer. He's our music director. And then we have a new piece, which is going to be a surprise, a devised piece, and then another devised piece, a fairly new piece, called Finding Fathers, which is about it's going to star two of our performers in our off-leash ensemble, Rob Roy and Eddie Allen. And they're going to, I'm directing that one, we're going to devise this play based on these two men who are looking at how to become better fathers, because they lost their fathers as children, young children. And that process of not ever having a father figure and now becoming a father, trying to understand where they draw from, because they don't have an example in their own lives. So that sort of research has sort of inspired this drama.
And do you choose the plays to do kind of based on, is it just about the play itself, or is it, were you out looking for something about fatherhood to do?
No, they actually had this idea. We've been working with them for several years now, because in improv with them, and they had this, they recognized together these similarities between them, which were quite uncanny, the fact of both losing their fathers as children, both becoming fathers quite late in life, and looking at, and they found this really deep connection and friendship between them, and out of all of that have felt these questions emerge in their own lives, and thought, well, let's see what we can find if we explore this a little bit. And they came to us and they said, we would love to do this. What do you think? And we said, we'd love to support you doing it. So that's how that one came to be. Eurydice was, I guess like one ever finds anything, it's sort of, I saw a play by Sarah Rule last fall, so loved the language. I thought, who is this person? This writer is speaking in a way that I haven't heard modern writers speak. And I ordered her plays and read a bunch of her plays and found this one and thought, this is it. This is the play that would be great at PS21. We do that in collaboration. Do you know PS21?
Yes, yes.
In Chatham. And we'll collaborate with them. And that will run the month of July in this outdoor futuristic-looking tent. Have you been out there?
I have not been there, but I do know of
beautiful.
Of Judy's tent there, yes.
Yeah. Oh, has she been on? Have you had Judy on?
No, we haven't had her on yet. She should be on soon.
Yeah.
She's a big force up in Chatham.
Absolutely. And then we'll have a Christmas carol at the end of the year as well, and that is sort of a tradition. We've done that for 5 years as well. So that's comes every year.
That's David solo, one man show of Dickens' Christmas Carol,
directed by Ted Pugh.
It's wonderful.
And you guys, the locations, are you? You're still at PS21, obviously. You mentioned that.
In the summer, last few years we've been there doing our summer production, big summer production there, and which is a great place to be in the summer, especially because, you know, so many theaters are the black boxes. You're cooped up in the dark room, and we're outdoors rehearsing all day long. It's really terrific place to be in the summer. And then we do a lot of our smaller shows at Space 360. That's where Glenn did his show, and we'll do... Christmas Carol there, and Finding Fathers, and probably the surprise piece will be there as well. And
you were at Basilica before. They've changed owners recently. Has that changed things for you too?
No, not exactly. They're very supportive. Melissa's wonderful. We have the theater built there. You've been in there,
yeah.
So you've seen how we have this rake seating, and we're still listening for. Is that we still want to do shows there? We'll do one event there on September 24th. Sorry, we'll do a fundraiser there, and we'll at least have one event there, maybe next year. It depends on the show, actually. That's the great thing about being a little vagabond. It depends on the show. You find the venue that really fits the show. And we've had shows that were really perfect for Basilica, and we probably will again. So,
is it a problem? Cumberland County doesn't really have like a straightforward theater space.
Well, there are a few spaces. We've also worked at Stageworks Hudson, and they have their own space.
Oh, right. That is more traditional space, yes.
And, well, the space in Basilica, once it gets the toilets and some heating in there, it'll be pretty as theater as
yes,
it gets.
It would
beautiful
be great,
building,
yeah.
We're looking, though. We've been looking around. There have been a few communities who've said, yeah, have you looked at this building? Would you like to be here? And we're scouting around, seeing what is the right place to be. We'll see.
And you have some other kind of administrative work going, all kinds of different changes right now. You've just lost your theater director temporarily, at least.
Yeah, producing artistic director Benedicta Bertal. It's been amazing. We've had so much publicity around that event, or leaving, even more than some productions get. But it's been wonderful to have that attention. Also from Gillibrand's office and Gibson's office have both been involved in helping to see if we couldn't change that situation. But
she's trying to get for our listeners who don't know the story, she's trying to get a green card.
Well, she's had two H-1B visas, and they expired. And then she was going to hopefully sort of transition over to a green card, which can often happen. But our application got audited. And that just delays the process indefinitely. Well, our lawyer says that it will take up to a year before it probably works itself out, but it's uncertain. She actually just flew out today. Today was her last day to be in the country. And she went to Jamaica. She's volunteering for some organization down there, and then she'll go to Europe where she used to live. And we'll still work on the process of bringing her back. We'll see.
And you've worked with her for the last couple of years, and then you knew her before?
She's been involved with the company pretty much since early on. We were about 14 years old, but she's been living here for 6 years, working full-time with us since then. And but we are looking for this. Actually, we were looking for this person before Benedicta had to leave, and that's a managing director. And
you have a grant or a,
mm-hmm. Wow, you were really informed.
I did little research before you guys came
that's
in.
Great.
You did. You got a grant to pay for a managing director.
Yeah.
Yes,
for at least for 1 year, and with the hope that they'll also raise some funds to enable their continued employment, as well as maybe we'll have some support for that ongoing. And we've been interviewing quite a few people, but. We're still
looking. So if there's potential job applicants out there, if they have what kind of background do you
well, there are three sort of aspects to the job. Is fundraising, fiscal management, basically running the company, and communications. So basically in charge. I mean, it's a position that doesn't exist yet. So they get to create the position and really put their stamp on it, how they would do it.
So you'd probably like someone with a theater background, but anybody with a nonprofit background might be applying.
Mm-hmm.
And what should people do if they are hearing this and saying, oh, that's the job for me. I desperately need a job, as I'm sure there's many people that desperately need jobs listening. maybe well, not suited for this job, but where do they get in touch if they
well,
want?
Well, probably email might be best, david@wtdtheater.org, theater spelled E-R. You can walk in the dog theater under Google and come to our website. And there's a job link. There's other jobs as well. There's internship possibilities for the summer, for example.
And do you need actors for any of these things this summer, too?
We do. We're auditioning still actors for Eurydice. The rest of the season has been cast so far. But we're looking for young men especially. So there's a young
And they should get in touch with that same email address?
Same email, david@wtdtheater.org. or they can also call, visit the website. All the information's on there. And also a little bit about the play. And what else are we looking for? Oh, we're also looking for a tour manager for the Gospel of John. So there's lots of, wow, we've got so many job offers out there. So anybody looking for work can look for Walking the Dog, and maybe we have something for you.
All right. So you'll, again, we'll mention this Sunday at, where is it? The Copaic?
Camp Hill Copaic.
Is the Gospel of John at 8 o'clock Sunday night?
Seven o'clock Sunday night.
I'm sorry. And they can and look at the Walking the Dog Theater site, or what was the other site that has information about that?
Anthropostheater.com.
Oh, boy, I don't even guess how that's spelled.
Anthropos, A-N-T-H-R-O-P-O-S, Anthropos Theater.
Is theater spelled
E-R?
Yeah.
You never know if it's E-R or R-E. Are you guys an R-E? You're an E-R.
E-R, yeah.
Everything's E-R.
More American. We're very American.
American spelling.
Even with your German...
producing artistic
record? Yes.
Well, her English is pretty... Have you met Benedict?
I haven't met her, yeah.
She aced the Oxford exam, and her English is pretty... she actually speaks five languages fluently. So she's pretty impressive with language. I mean, I think now she almost sounds American. Actually, when she goes home, people think she's American.
Yeah.
Because of her accent.
All right. Well, thank you guys for stopping in and telling us about the great work you're doing in the community with Walking the Dog Theater and the production this weekend, and the lots of job opportunities and intern opportunities and acting opportunities that you are bringing to the community.
And thank you, Tom. Congratulations on the fun drive.
Oh, thanks.
And well done.
Yes.
Thanks for giving
thanks
the community.
To the community for that.
Right. Well, thanks for giving us a voice.
Yes, well, thanks for stopping in. We're going to get to some music, and I'm sure we'll have you back soon when, because you guys are so busy with many productions. We'll have you back the next time. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.